joined in the media center by our preliminary number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Eddie Krawick, who had a 7.132 at 186.56 miles an hour during Q1. I was talking to Andrew earlier, and he said the first time you tried to fire up the bike, nothing was working, but obviously you guys figured something out, so what was that change that you guys had to make?
We had to change a handful of sensors on the bike till we figured out exactly which one it was. And then he looks at me after it fires and shuts it off. He's like, you know what this means? This means you're going to go out here and win this damn thing just because that's the way it works. But, you know, it's luck of the draw, I guess. We put our Denver motors in, as we like to call them, our Denver engines for up here, and I had a bad sensor on it. So it was just a matter of process of elimination of which one it was. Found the right one. Thing fired right up. Went and made some clutch changes after that. Got the tune-up in it and sent it down the track, and you know, luckily for me, it came out of the box, went 13.2, and it was a good clean run. I thought there was a hundredth or two left in it on that run, just because I was fighting it a little bit going down the track, and this place is very sensitive to changes, so you have to really be on your game. And you know, I still think there's possibilities to better the weather for us out here. You know, just started going the opposite way and we didn't catch it, so.
You said coming into the race, you felt like you had a pretty good bike. I mean, how did you feel as far as happiness with the run? You said you feel like there's a little bit more in it.
I'm a racer, so right, okay. There's always a little bit more. I can make the perfect run, and I'm going to tell you how bad it was, not how good it was. I told you earlier when you came by the trailer, I expected to go 107s up here just by what we've learned and the way that we've bettered ourselves since this race last year.
Sure.
So I'm very happy we went 107.4 and 107.8. Matt's doing a good job with the clutch, and we're getting a handle on what we need to do. And track was really tight that session, obviously being dark and cool. So we now know what proper changes we need to make for going into this session tomorrow, let's say. You know, this run here was kind of like a learning run for us. We got back to the trailer and we said, we're not going to change the motorcycles. We're going to go out there and run them again and see how they react. And I think that's a good plan, because then that gives us an idea of where we stand and where our current setup is. So now that sheds some light on where we are with it, I look to run good tomorrow. Now, who knows what Mother Nature is going to bring. Today has been a phenomenal weather day. I mean, the fans here are treated a band of here to probably some of the best weather ever. So it's really a good deal right now.
Yeah, you've talked before about having a kind of a baseline coming in here. Was today kind of about setting a 2018, Bandimere baseline before the rest of the weekend goes on?
Yeah, definitely. You have to know where you stand, and if you come off the truck clean and make a good lap, which is what I did, it gives you something to build on. As I mentioned, we don't run here that often, nor do we run an altitude that often.
Sure.
So it's like pick up where you left off, and then let's try and make it better. So,
sure.
Thanks, guys.